and just give you a little bit of something to think about. In the play As You Like It, there's a monologue, and it starts off with all the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts. Now, joining us this evening is an amazing gentleman who is a creator. He is a writer. His life is about choices and redemption. So please allow me the opportunity to bring to you Mr. Rennie Sharp. Hello.
Hello. Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Now, I have to tell you, we share something in common.
Really?
Yes. Can you guess what it is?
Oh, that's like a really million-dollar question. I would have to say the love for movies.
And talented.
Yes, we are. We are definitely putting Brooklyn back on the map in a lot of ways.
Yes, indeed. Now, you are, like I said, a native of Brooklyn, and you have an interesting story to tell, and you're telling that story. It's playing out in a movie, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Tell us a little bit about who you are, and then we'll go into what you do.
Wow. do we have that much time? Well, as you pointed out, I'm from Brooklyn, New York. Born and raised. Spent some of my time on the West Coast, but you know, this story is very passionate to me because it's a part of who I am, but it's also a lot of the things I've even experienced personally, but also the things that I've seen. As you know, growing up in New York, especially as a black man, it's not always easy, and you know, sometimes
I saw some of the trailers for the movie, and I was really intrigued by the fact that you're taking two dynamics and you're putting them together, and you're creating an atmosphere that is definitely going to give you drama.
Yes, yes it is. Yes it is. I was listening to your introduction. I'm a huge fan of Shakespeare's work. I just love everything he's ever written, and as you said, life is a stage, and you know, I think it's because of the whole story of telling of the Romeo and Juliet West Side Story being like one of my favorite films of all time. I thought it would be very interesting to bring something like that together, but also give it a little flavor and talk about something that's really real that everyone can relate to.
Indeed. And you know, we need. You know, what I've been finding lately is that oftentimes when
these are harsh realities that these individuals, people that we kind of grew up with, we kind of look alike. We live that each and every day, and it's always the choices that we make. You know, those choices and those relationships that last forever. You know, this story was very passionate for me. I worked on it for about 3 years, and it was just something that had to be put out there.
Okay. Now,
and a Hispanic female coming up on the wrong side of the tracks, pretty much a gang-affiliated individual meets a straight, narrow young kid named Angel, who's also trying to resist the lures of the street. And in that stage, tragedy happens because of a choice that was made 8 years prior.
Okay. That's really... And in this particular... Because I'm really going to ask. In this particular situation, scenario, was that you? Who are you in all of this?
I'm always asked that question. I think a lot of my writing, there's a part of me in everything I write. When we talk about choices, I speak of the choices of the things I've done growing up and, you know, and having to live the harsh realities and deal with the consequences of those actions. As you mentioned, you know, when you're trying to find your road to redemption, sometimes betrayal.
Hmm.
And it's always that question. It's always that kind of question that, you know, I'm always kind of like struggling with, and, you know, I always like to play with.
Okay, that's really, really interesting, because as you know as well as I do, places like New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, these are places that have like little mini episodes going on in every community, in every neighborhood. You can have
absolutely
so many different things going on on a block. You know, you can be on one block, and on that one block, you probably have enough stories to write 10 books.
Absolutely. And it's very interesting. It's very interesting.
Yes,
you have to walk those blocks and ask questions sometimes.
Yes. Or you can just pinpoint a building, and in that building, they can give you about 50 stories right there.
That's very true. Very true.
And the fact that you are, okay, you're taking a young woman
in the gang world also, and they're trapped in it. Basically confronted with choices every day, and the choices they're making is by stripping away their humanity as well as their womanhood and so forth. And they're forced to do things a lot of times that morally they know is wrong, but just to be a part of that family, they have to make that choice. And this story is the same thing. She makes a choice, and with American males depicted as being ruffians, roughnecks, and gangbangers, and drug dealers, and so forth. But we do have young scholars also that are trying to make the right choices with their lives and try to make a difference. And I think this is what this character is trying to do. Unfortunately, you know, because of things that happened prior to the meeting, he is forced to make a very hard choice as well. And that in there lies the drama.
Wow. Now, I don't want you to divulge, you know, all the interesting details and stuff, but I can ask you this. In this particular scenario, would it be, like, since the script is flipped, could I say it's a bad girl? Do bad girls like good guys?
Oh, wow. That's a very good question. And that is flipping the script. But, you know, and I would have to say, secretly, as a community activist, yes.
And who else is on your wish list?
Oh, wow. I got a long wish list. But I have individuals like Lance Gross, Liana Mendez.
What role would Lance Gross play?
Angel, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I have also Liana Mendoza playing Tony, will play his opposite.
I can see that. I can really see that. Okay.
I just love these individuals' work. I think that they're truly talented actors, wonderful individuals who stand for community awareness. They really want to make a difference in the community, not just on the screen, but off it. And that's one of the main reasons why I was kind of drawn to these individuals. Well, I think, you know, one of the main things is forgiveness and redemption. Sometimes we make mistakes and granted, some mistakes you can't take away. However, I think when individuals are truly remorseful and are trying to make strides to make a difference, not only in their lives but the lives around them, you know, I think that's very, to me, that's the most powerful message I can ever put out in a piece like this. Finding your voice and being able to tell people, you know, I'm human, I made a mistake. Is there possibly a second chance in there for me? So, I do write with a conscience because I have a lot to say.
And that's really, in this particular time, it's so important that people get to see.
And that's the thing. I think that's the thing that's lacking, not giving them the opportunity to explore those potentials. Myself, I've always wanted to make movies ever since I was a kid. And it was me sitting in a room one day and just making up my mind that I was going to actually turn it around and make a difference. Instead of being one of the knuckleheads, my mother decided to take us west. Then I spent most of my teen years in Oakland, California.
Okay, well, that's...
Yes.
That's got a lot going on, too. Mm-hmm.
That's just another form of Brooklyn.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Yes, and it's very funny because when I wrote this project initially, I wanted to shoot it in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a message to be, I thought it was a message that they needed out there as well. And I'm hoping that when we release this film, that we get a chance to actually screen it out that way, because I think it is a message that needs to be felt all around the country, not just in New York, mm-hmm. Philly, Chicago, but everywhere.
Yes, I would agree with that because, well, you know, whatever's going on in one inner city is going on in all inner cities, unfortunately.
Very true.
It's just that some are bigger than others, and that's all it boils down to. Corner, your whole life is completely different, so you understand that concept and that mindset.
That is very true. I just think about some of the people I grew up with and how a lot of them are not here today or either locked away in prison. And the thing is, the one thing that they lacked was the ability to say, you know, enough is enough. You know, I think we get so complacent or we get very defeated in our own circumstances sometimes that we create these personas that we have to live up to. And I just realized that's not who I am. You know, mm-hmm. it's okay to say I'm not that guy and step outside of the box and look, you know, and look back and say, you know what, I'm courageous enough to step out. Who's with me? Because it's easy to follow the crowd when they're doing the wrong thing, but the guy that steps away from the crowd and try to actually make a difference, that's the one who's going to always reap the benefits.
You are also the executive producer of a web series. Tell us more about that.
Yes. Yes, we're actually wrapping up the first episode now, and it's called Deadfall. It's a thriller. So my writings do stretch abroad, and it's about a Central Intelligence agent who's framed for murder, and he's basically trying to solve the crime that he's been put in prison for with the help of a reporter. I just want to take this story on the road because there's a lot to it. So, and I'm trying to get it all in 4 episodes.
Oh, really? Really?
Yes.
Now, who are some of the stars that are in this particular series?
Yes, I got some talent, some real talented individuals in this one. Storm Jumanji, he happens to be an enormous and talented actor. He plays my lead man, Chris Blackburn. And I have Rick Calder, who's the federal agent trying to catch him. And I also have Matilda Dartwood. She is my leading lady. And they are enormously talented. I love watching them bring this story to life. It's been really fun working with them, watching it all come together. It's just a great story. It's a very great story. And I'm sitting there watching The Magnificent Seven with her.
Oh, I love that.
It's a great movie. It's one of my all-time favorite westerns.
Did you see the Japanese version of it, The Seven Samurai?
Yes, I did, and that was probably the best depict of the Magnificent Seven outside of a western ever. But yeah, I've seen it well. And when that movie was over, I looked at my mother. I told her I was going to do that, and she like, do what? I said, I'm going to do that. And I meant everything, writing, directing, producing, everything. I just want to be able to tell stories. I have a very, very, very vivid imagination, and I just like to let it run wild. And I'll pick any kind of drama and write about it.
Okay. Now, how does it feel knowing that?
I haven't posted anything up as of yet for Deadfall. As I said, that project is still in production, so we're looking to kind of put up a trailer for that probably by late August, maybe early September.
Okay. Now, when is Tony and Angel going to be ready for distribution?
Well, we're looking at next year. We're looking at next spring, next summer. I just signed on an amazing producer onto this project who's definitely working with me and getting a solid plan together so that we can sit down with our investors and also distributors and see if we can get something really going.
Ooh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes.
Are you excited? I mean, I know I would be out of my mind with joy.
Well, I am so, you know, I live and breathe this every day. So, yeah, I am truly excited. I wake up every morning knowing that I'm doing something I truly love doing every day. And this doesn't seem like it. I have a Twitter page, which is Tony and Angel Film, Deadfall the Movie, Tony and Angel Film on Facebook. And you can reach me also at Tristan Lofton at Facebook.com.
Great, 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 great. Now, okay. Are there any other projects out there that you... Oh, that sounds good. What is that about?
Well, it's actually about a woman who... it's the story of abuse, actually, and it's about a woman who suffers the hand of abuse by a loved one, and she sacrifices herself to save her young sibling.
Wow.
So
it's a story
about rebuilding, finding your voice, because she literally lives in fear. She lives in fear every day because her abuser was never brought to justice. And that message in itself, I just thought it was very powerful to give people like her a chance to be able to have the courage to step up and say something.
Yeah, because there are a lot of people out there who are living that way.
That's very true.
Oh, wow. And what's the other project you're developing?
Believe it or not, a Western. Bells and Whistles, making it all modern and everything. I want it to be very, very old field.
Authentic.
I want to shoot that off. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. And what's going to be the storyline on this particular Western?
It's always about redemption in my book. This is about a gunfighter who's basically trying to find redemption. And when he returns home, he finds that his woman has been murdered by outlaws, the brother of an outlaw he has killed in the past. But when he decides to put his guns back on, he finds out that his 5-year-old daughter, the daughter he's never known or met, has been kidnapped by these individuals. So now he has more motivation to go after them.
Wow, is it going to be like Django Unchained? That was a good one.
No, yeah, it was. Django was good. It was good, but no, it's going to be like Django. Actually, it's more of a cross between The Searchers.
Into place, and you have your project ready to roll, because I am curious now to see who you're going to have.
Wow, yeah, it's going to be fun. It is going to be fun. And, you know, like they say, wishes do come true.
Oh, that's good to know, because I got a couple. Okay, Rennie, I will definitely keep in contact with you. We know how to keep in contact with each other. And
yes.
When you are ready to come back, you know, just shoot me an email and we will take care of it.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
It was a pleasure. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. So to all my listeners, that was Mr. Rennie Sharp. He is a director and a writer, and he is just a true testament of what it's like to live your dreams. And for many of us, they don't think that they can, but they can. Dreams do come true, as he said. They are possible. And this is something that he has envisioned for himself.